This is Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the Oz Indie Show. And on the blower at the moment, I've got Lahini Rose and Benjamin Enrico. And we're going to chat about Lahini's brand new track. Welcome, folks.
Do this. Yeah.
Yeah, now the weather's a bit warmer up there than down here at the moment.
It is. It's so hot here.
But, Lahini, I'm going to take you back. We will play your latest release, which has just come out. It's a collaboration with Benjamin Enrico. But before that, you were into choreography in a big way. You were very well known for it, worked with a lot of artists. How did you get into that?
It was honestly, it was pretty random. Like, it wasn't planned. It was just the passion that I had, and I decided to, like, go with it and to follow it. And, because of that, I sort of put myself in the right circles, used, like, Instagram and social media to get myself out there more and connect with artists and other choreographers overseas and stuff. And then that's how I sort of built my network, yeah.
Okay, now you've worked with various artists in that. Tell us a bit of the background. We see the fantastic clips on TV and everything and TikTok, and everybody's into this sort of dance. How long does it take for, say, a three-minute dance segment with a track to actually be filmed and produced?
Oh, it takes a while. Like, to actually come up with the moves, I'd say it takes a couple of days, because you sort of have to, you do it and then you sit on it for a bit, and then so it will usually take me like 3 days or so to come up with something that I'm really happy with, and then filming it will be like, you know, a few takes, maybe like 5 or 6 takes, and then you choose the one that you like.
Now, where did this dance artistry come from? Is it a family thing? How did you pick up on it?
No, it's not necessarily from my family. Like, in high school and stuff, I was always very, like, I didn't even know I was that creative. So it was literally as soon as I finished school, I just, like, this rush of creativity just, like, got my interest. And then, it was something that I sort of started by myself, to be honest.
Yeah. Okay, and did you get much help along the way to get into the whole sort of industry of that sort of thing?
Yeah, so I was saying, like, it was something that I sort of just did myself, because I had that interest, and then when I was in dance classes and stuff, I met other people, and it was through networking, honestly. So
yeah, and along the way, you found that you also had a voice. And you wanted to get into the singing and songwriting.
So. Yeah, that was very recent. Like, that was only in 2021. I didn't even know that I could sing, to be honest. Like, I had no idea. So I just randomly started writing songs. And then I was like, oh, I think I can sing. Then I just was practicing. And then, here we are, I guess.
Yeah, so apart from the singing, you also write the songs?
Yeah, I do. I love writing music, yeah.
Yeah, and which do you find comes first, the idea of the lyrics, or do you get the tune and want to put something to it?
I get the melodies first, and then I get the lyrics from that, yeah.
Okay. We will be playing your latest track, but did that come from, say, looking at personal experience or life events?
This track is, it's a bit different to the other tracks that I've released. Like, this one was with Ben. We wanted to do something that was purely, like, just a pop, fun track, like, you know, party vibes.
Yeah.
And in Australia, it always feels like summer, to be honest. So, like, you know, some of that vibe as well. So, yeah.
Yeah, good upbeat stuff. Always goes well.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, Benjamin Enrico, how are you?
I'm very well, Greg. How are you doing?
Yeah, pretty good. Now, you came in to collaborate with Lahini on this track. How did you get to know each other? Had you worked before?
Yeah, so I actually co-wrote this song, would have been a number of years ago before COVID, and then I wanted to release it just before COVID. And unfortunately, COVID hit and then things kind of changed. And then I thought, okay, the sound of the track needs to kind of change. And then I got introduced to Lahini.
Yep.
And I was really impressed, like, with her attitude, her desire to drive, her passion, you know, work ethic, really hardworking, and you know, very determined to get the right sound. And I said, look, you know, the current sound on the song isn't quite right, but I want to kind of get you involved, Lahini, and see what we can do to kind of make this track a you know, a hit.
Yeah. Now, it also features Sean Kingston. So how did he come into the mix?
Yeah, so what happened was Sean was actually touring in Australia, and I actually reached out to his management and said, hey, look, let's book your after party. And then I told Sean, I said, hey, look, I'm actually working on this track. And I sent it to him, and he goes, dude, this track is, like, dope. It's a hit. Yeah. I want to feature on it. And then we came up with, you know, a bit of an arrangement in terms of, you know, the costs and everything, and how we're kind of going to go about it. And then when he came to Australia, we organized a studio session, and then the rest was history. We ended up, you know, getting Sean to collaborate, you know, with myself and Lahini on this song. We're supported by, you know, a number of, you know, good producers in Sydney and sound engineers, the Banton Brothers. So we worked really hard in the studio to kind of get the right sound, and to basically give the song, you know, the credit that it deserves, because it's a summer vibe. It's a, you know, it's the song's a hit. We all know it's a hit. It's a beautiful song, you know, and especially coming out of COVID, it gives people the opportunity to wanting to go out there, have a bit more freedom and you know, experience a bit more of a party kind of party life and vibe sort of thing.
Yeah. Well, before we get into the song, there is one question I wanted to ask Lahini, and that's in a long-term view. Where do you see yourself in 5 years? You know, where would you like Lahini to be?
Yeah, like, you know, it's so funny because when I first started dance, I had, like, a five-year goal.
Yeah.
And that's, like, this year. So that's, like, I'm literally exactly where I wanted to be, if not further, to be honest.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like, in another 5 years' time, I definitely want to, like, be very established as an entertainer and to be, like, a worldwide name, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah, yeah.
Excellent. Always good to have a big goal.
Yeah, of course.
Now, where do people find these tracks? Through all the socials, or, you know, how are you releasing it?
They're on Spotify. It's on all the streaming services. When it's out, it'll be on all the streaming services. So, like, yeah, Apple Music, Spotify, everything, basically, iTunes, yeah.
Are you planning on any physical releases, like vinyl or CDs or...?
We are looking at, let's say, vinyl and CD release. We're also looking at doing, like, a national launch.
Yeah.
You know, once the song's out there and established, we've actually got a video clip as well.
Yeah.
Which was, you know, it was an incredible clip. It was filmed, like, in Sydney on Middle Harbour with boats, with drones, and property where we had a pool. There's a lot that's gone into this song, and it's involved a lot of people.
Excellent stuff. All right, listeners, you know where to look for it. Lahini Rose. The track is called It's My Life. And you can also follow Benjamin Enrico on Insta and other places. Just look for that name. But, get on the socials, get on the websites, check out Lahini Rose and her music and her career, and keep your eye on it. Thank you very much, both, for joining us here on Yarra Valley FM.
Thanks so much.
No worries.
Pleasure, Greg. Thank you. Thanks, everyone.
All the best. And here it is, Lahini Rose with It's My Life.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hungover and I woke up late, 'cause I partied the night away, trying to figure out the day. Does it really matter anyway? Was I supposed to work today? Oh, why? 'Cause I'm feeling great, and I'm trying to get into something right now. Party on a Tuesday, and scream out if you go hard on a Wednesday.
vibe, Miss Song, Miss Song, you number one. We gon' party on until we see the sunrise.
Party on until we see the sunrise.
Shots after shots, we getting too late tonight. Oh, we gon' party on until we see the sunrise.
We ain't crashing till the next day. Life look a little messy, so we party.